What's on your mind, Cairns? 1300 872 911. Real music, real opinions. John McKenzie, 4CA.
Don't know about you, but these Chinese ships, they're giving me the heebie-jeebies. Here we go again. When we had that situation out in between Australia and New Zealand, I think it was I can't remember which company, but it was a commercial pilot, fundamentally said, listen, we got live firing between Australia and New Zealand, and we didn't have any notification of it. I've got a plane full of passengers. Do you think this is appropriate or whatever? And it seemingly took the Australian, the Australian government, including Anthony Albanese, by surprise. How the hell could that have happened? Now, no, it's some time ago now, but you pick up, well, this is what the Cairns Post today, actually. You've got a picture. Here we go again. Another Chinese ship, and Anthony Albanese has come under fire for his inexperience when it comes to Australian national security, fears that a Chinese research ship is gathering data in local waters. This is the Tan Swo Yi Hai. It's a Chinese ship, and it's over just off the coast of South Australia. Now, once again, circumnavigating Australia, travelling close to the subsea cables, our subsea cables. It's prompted security concerns. Once again, among some quarters, concerns over whether undersea data is being mapped to assist in future Chinese submarine operations. Hello? Anyway, here we go. Despite the criticism during the morning, Anthony Albanese refused to go further with his response when asked on 5AA, beyond repeating his line from Monday that Australia was monitoring the vessel. Seriously, I don't know. Maybe it's just me. But the fact that China is now circumnavigating at will our country, why the hell would they be doing it? But anyway, Albo says, oh, well, it's international waters. We do it over there in the South China Sea or whatever. Anyway, maybe it's just me. There's a front page account in The Australian. Defence has handed responsibility for the monitoring of this suspected spy ship to the Border Force people. So is that appropriate? I don't know. I just wish we would get a more energised response. But Richard Miles, the Defence Minister, says, oh, well, if you've got any questions about this ship, get on to the Home Affairs Minister, Tony Burke, who seems to be the Minister for Middle Eastern Immigration more than anything else, but I don't know why Home Affairs Minister should be handling this, you would think, prominent defence question. I've got Lieutenant General Peter Lay, former Chief of the Australian Army and Director, National Security Institute, University of Canberra, on the line. Peter, good morning.
Good morning, John.
Am I the only one getting concerned about another incursion yet again so soon after the previous incursion that gave us all a jolt?
No, John, I don't think you're the only one, and we should be concerned about it. We also need to recognise that they're operating in international waters and there are limits to what we can do. I agree with you that I'm not sure about the ability of the Border Force to monitor this. And if you think about what happens off up the northwest when some of these illegal boats come in, it's a combination of Border Force and the Defence Force. And I think the Defence Force has much greater capabilities at the sort of range we're talking about. So I think our government's getting themselves a bit confused, trying to diffuse, if you like, what's going on here and about who's responsible. And I'd like to see that much clearly delineated.
Could we be seen to actually provide ships just in the nearby region, just fundamentally saying, listen, we are here, we are very protective of our nation. I mean, it wouldn't have to be a show of hostility, but just showing that we care. Is there more that we could do visually, do you think, Peter?
I think there is. There's certainly air capabilities, and our patrol aircraft has spent a ton of the continent. They operate out of Adelaide, and so they've got a capability to sort of fly around and have a look. The Navy depends on where they are, and one of the issues with the Navy is there's not many of them, and we've got problems with our resupply ships, but they're in, essentially, they're in Sydney and Perth. Now, Perth might be able to pick them up as they come closer. So I think there is a bit more we can do. There's obviously satellite observations that could occur, and we know the capabilities. not only the military satellites, but these days you can buy commercial pictures, especially if they're in that sort of area. So I think we could be a bit more energetic about this.
Mm.
It's clearly establishing something of a pattern, and we shouldn't be surprised about this, because one of the things we're seeing in the nature of modern warfare, what we call grey zone war and hybrid war, there isn't this clear distinction between peace and war.
No.
And I think this is where China's operating at the moment. They're sort of edging and doing reconnaissance, if you like,
exactly.
surveillance. I've just come back from a holiday up in Northern Europe, and we sailed across the Baltic Sea.
Yes.
And we know up in there, the Russians, or maybe someone working for the Russians, we're not quite sure, have been damaging these submarine cables.
Yes.
And it can be really quite dramatic, the impact of that.
Exactly. Once again, international waters. Can I just take you back to that, the Virgin Australia pilot? Imagine the shock he got. Oh, I'm just having a flight full of, you know, passengers across the Tasman, and I'm looking down, there's a ship down there, and the fact that it had to be a commercial operator that actually alerted Australia to the fact that that Chinese ship was there, I mean, that surprised a lot of people, didn't it? Did you think, Peter?
Not so much a surprise. It was actually the right procedure. International waters, and people might recall that Australia has been involved in live firing exercises in international waters up around the South China Sea. But the Chinese are obliged by international law to give warning. They gave warning, and I guess it was fairly proximate to the shooting time, and we might have liked to have known earlier.
Exactly.
But the pilot did the right thing. He notified other authorities, and eventually the ADF found out.
Yeah, well, what if he hadn't? What if he hadn't alerted the authorities?
Well, I'd like to know what sort of shooting was going on, and I haven't seen anyone talk about that. Whether it was, I doubt it was missiles. It was probably certainly small arms fire, some of the ship's armaments, and so on. But I think, you know, who's out there? That I know people in Cairns are great sailors. Were they sailing around the place, and should they have known that maybe there was some live firing? Certainly aircraft is the case. So I think perhaps good neighbourly intentions from China would be a bit better.
Peter, somebody like you must be looking askance at these developments in the United States. Donald Trump, J.D. Vance, and now Bloody Mask. It's like the Three Musketeers running the most powerful nation in the bloody world. I mean, somebody with your military background, I mean, it's a whole new ball game, isn't it, now when you've got these relationships becoming warm between, the most evil administration in the world in Russia, Putin, and now on friendly terms with Donald Trump in the United States. Does it make you uneasy, Peter?
It does, but I don't think it's going to last long. We know the basic intent of Mr. Putin. We know his style. We're starting to uncover Mr. Trump's style, and I think he'll get sick of Putin in the future. I hope that he doesn't do bad against Ukraine, because their magnificent fight against this authoritarian state has just been inspirational.
Yeah.
But there's more to come here. I can recall when Trump was first elected in 2016, there was talk about America's good angels. And I don't think we're seeing fully represented what America stands for, their internationalism, their intent to do good in the world. So I think we're just seeing a little blip at the moment. I hope we are.
Yes.
But I've taught in America. I've visited there. I've worked there. I've been on exercises and worked overseas in Afghanistan and Iraq.
Yes.
Americans are good people. And I think there's a sense that we're just seeing this blip from Mr. Trump. I think he figure out that Putin is bad, Xi Jinping is bad, North Korea is bad, and we really have to stand up for our democratic values and our liberties. And I think Mr. Trump will get there in the end. I bloody hope so, anyhow.
Oh, don't we all? Peter, I've really appreciated this contribution today. Thank you.
Well, thanks for asking.
Lieutenant General Peter Lay, former Chief of the Australian Army and Director, National Security Institute at the University of Canberra.